we left off with some unfinished business. So, just to summarize quickly, very quickly, the overall issue was just trying to understand the Pesach Rambam in this case of Shliach Betruma, where the Rambam paskins the Yerushalmi's Ukimta for Reish Lakish, that you're mevatel the Shliach Lafrashas HaTruma, so it's only Chal to the extent that it undermines his ability to be Mafrish Bedarom, where you told him specifically to be Mafrish Bedarom. Three questions that we raise. One, or question A, as we called it, why isn't the shinoi alone sufficient? If one can say that to a shliach if he doesn't fulfill his duty. So the answer to that is what everybody says, namely, it wasn't that kind of shinoi, it's not that kind of akpada. Normally that's not something which we consider to be a real deviation, so that's chal anyway. Then question B, which was, why isn't bittul alone sufficient? And here is a question specifically on the Rambam, because the Yerushalmi is addressing this, suggesting this specifically in Shitas Reish Lakish, who hold that bittul shlichus is no good. So the Rambam who paskins like Rabbi Yochanan that bittul shlichus is effective in general. One can mivatel shliach lehalacha seget. One can do that. If one mivatel shlichus bekedushin, one mivatel kedushin lachalam yom, you can do all these things. So why does the Rambam think that you can't mivatel shlichus lehafresh shuma? Question B. And then question C was just how do we understand the combination, given that both of these are ineffective, so why in the combination did they affect? How do they overcome the issues that plagued each of them? And on this score, we suggested something for Yerushalmi, it didn't work for the Rambam. So we have, what we were working on was just overall suggesting an alternative approach to that which the Nosei Kelim suggests, how to answer these questions for the Rambam. The question of why is it that Bittul alone is insufficient, given that the Pascal Anchor Melchon on question C, what exactly is going on? How does it work with this insignificant Shinoi together with the Bittul, which for whatever reason is insufficient, why together do they work? Okay, and I was suggesting as our point of departure the question really whether or not you need shlichus bit truma, right? I mean, we know that Torah Me'asha'in Shalom is no good, but do you need shlichus, or is it sufficient that the Baal just give the Baalim over the Tvua, over the Kri, simply give his approval, his Rishus, his imprimatur? So I mentioned that, whereas in Mishnayos you could be left wondering, in the Gemaras it seems pretty clear from two Gemaras. One, Gemara Kiddushin, that derived, when it was looking for a model for Shlichus B'chol Terkula, so derived it from the fact that, so if you say to your Shliach, go be Mavrish Truma, he can be Mavrish Truma, if he doesn't know, he can be Pochis Asar, Pichis Asar, Hosef Asar, but the bottom line is it's Chal, so you see that we have a concept of Shlichus. So if you didn't require Shlichus, how could it be that this would be a good model? I mean, maybe it's just working through Rishus. How do you have a model for, you know, anywhere else, the Chol Terkula, where we need you to be doing something, or it's specifically Halacha and you're Maisa, or something like that, you can use an agent, somebody else, you can appoint the Shliach, so where do you see that if you don't require Shliach? So that was a Gemara in Kiddushin, in the beginning of the second parak, and then more explicit even was the Gemara in Bava Metzia, which says, in the context of the Machlokas Rav and Abaye, about Yeh Shlomi Das, so quotes the Tosefta just says that there's a case of Tarim Shlomi Das Pal Abayis, right, where it can work, where the, you know, he goes in, and he's mafresh from a certain part of the field. So the Tosefta says that if the guy comes along afterwards and says klach etzayafos, or that halvai you should have been klach etzayafos. So if we understand to be sincere, if there are actually yafos, so we can take him to be sincere. So then we say, oh, you see, he approves, then it's good. Whereas if he says, you know, klach etzayafos, and there are no yafos, so then we see that he was just being sarcastic, and he does not approve, and it's not chal. Okay, that's what the Tosefta said. So the Gemara explained, this works well with Shitas Rava, that we can work based on what eventually, based on a certain exercise of will, or a certain state of mind that occurs eventually, we can work based on that beforehand. Again, that's the Sugi V'Yashom Adas, it's not our issue now. But how do you explain it according to Abaye? So the Rava suggests, for Abaye, we'll just have to make a kinta that he was mashve shliach, that he initially appointed mashliach in this case, so it's not working post facto, or it's not working based on a retroactive presumption of das initially, based on what we know later. Rather, it's worked, he appointed a mashliach. And then the Gemara says in our Girsa, it has to be that, hachinam stavra, it has to be that, because otherwise, how could it work if there was no shliach, if he didn't appoint no shliach? Ha, atem gam atem, you have to appoint a shliach in order for the hafrasha to be chal. Otherwise, it's going to be a problem of hafrasha's truma shein shalom. I mean, it's got to be the bite. So these two gemaras seem to be quite explicit. I mean, the second gemara, the gemara of Metzia, is really explicit. And yet, we find that the Ramban in Gittin, I'm not going to go through that whole sugya, but based on the gemara in Nedarim, essentially, on Lamed Vav, but the Ramban again, Tzamach Vav in his Chidushim, and the Rambam here as well, the Rambam on this halacha of the Tosefta, of Torah Shalom Bershus, in Perek Dal Halacha Gimel, they both, the Ramban says explicitly, you don't need Shlichus for Hafash Shtruma, you just need Gilui Das, that it's Bershus, right? And he quotes and he cites the Gemara Bava Metzia even as a raya for this, that you don't need Shlichus, it's sufficient to have Gilui Das and Sian Shushus from the Baal, from the Bailim. And the Rambam paskins the Tosefta cited in the Gemara Bava Metzia without the Akinto of a Shliach, just cites as is that if somebody goes ahead and is mafresh the truma from somebody else's tvua, and then the Bailim comes and signals his approval, then it's chah. So this case, you don't have a Shliach, so it's clear that in the Rambam and the Ramban, and Ramban explicitly, and the Rambam seems pretty clearly to hold as well, you don't need Shliach l'hafrashas truma. That just means you need approval, you don't need shlichus. So, how does that work? Does it seem to make sense? And this is the question the Ron asks in Ramban, Al-Atar, this is the Ron Al-Rif in Gittin, Alam Beis and Beis Bidabirif. So the Ron says, it's contradicted by the Sugya in Bava Metzia, and by extension, the Sugya in Kiddushin regarding shlichus v'truma. So what is going on here? How can the Ramban say this? How can the Rambam say this? The Gemara says explicitly that it needs to be talking about Shliach, otherwise, Ein Truma Aser Truma. So, this is where we left off. Is that a good, quick summary, I think? Yeah. This is where I said that the Gra is extremely helpful and extremely telling if we really delve into it. The Gra points out that the Tosfos had a different Girsa than this Gemara. That the Girsa in the Gemara, the Tosfos mentioned it, that you should not be Gores Vitisbara. Once the Gemara says that Tirgama Rava Libidabaye, the way that Abaye is going to interpret this Tosefta, is that it was referring to a case of that he was Mashu Ashliach, right? So the Gemara, the Argus was Hachinam Mistavra, that's what Tosfos say we should be Gores, but they note, don't be Gores, Vitisbara. Vitisbara is a Lashon of rejection, the Dechia, right? There was a Girsa saying that it can't be that what you're saying is true, that he pointed him Ashliach. And what was going on here? What was the Girsa and what was the Gemara's point? What's being said here? So the Gra hints to this. I think the point is as follows. It really starts with the din of the Mishnah. The din of the Mishnah that Homer l'shlucho, this is the Mishnah Trumas Perigdalad, Mishnah Dalad, Homer l'shlucho tsei trom torin kibdas balabayis. If the person who points a shliach tells him, go ahead, be mafresh truma, this can work, but he has to be torim kedas baal bayis. He has to be torim to the best to the specification of the baal bayis, right? V'imenu dead alas baal bayis. And what happens if he's not aware of what the baal bayis wants? Let's say he didn't say. So the Mishnah says torim bebeinonis. So right, we know that min haTorah there's no shear for hafash shtruma chita achas pateres sakri, right? Any amount will be sufficient. But Chazal gave a number. If you want to be a beinonis, so you echad mechamishim. If you want to be ayin ra, so then you can do one out of 60. And if you want to be Ayin Yafa, you want to give it in a nice fashion, generous fashion, you can give it one out of 40. Okay. So the Mishnah had said, if you don't know, so then take the Bainerness. So you have to assume Stam Balabayis, Das Daitoke Bainerness. Let's say he goes ahead and he's Torim Echad Me Arbaim or Echad Me Chemeshin Shimi. He gives one of the other Shirim, either the Ayin Ra or the Ayin Yafa, which is not the Bainerness. What does Mishnah say? Truma sa truma. And this, apparently, even regardless of what happens afterwards. I mean, the Baal HaBayis could very well come and say, I didn't want you, I wanted to do Beinonis. It doesn't matter. It's chal even so. So here we have a discrepancy. The Tosfos in the Gemara Bava Metzia pointed out. Right, we have a discrepancy. On the one hand, the Mishnah says, regarding the shear, the quantity, applies very clearly. The Baal HaBayis comes and isn't happy. After he's appointed a shliach, he doesn't let him know how much, he comes and he's unhappy with the result that he was torim more or less than he wanted, so as long as it's within a range, an acceptable range, within 10, right? So then the deviation doesn't undermine it, he's still a shliach. Why? So this is the Gemara in Ksuvos, says that that's because we can say, this is my best guess, I did the best I could, you didn't tell me, and this is what I assumed you wanted. This is the Gemara in Ksuvos, Tzadai Tesem Beis. It actually doesn't say that explicitly in the Gemara. Rashi says it. The Gemara there actually is not even addressing this point. It's actually addressing the point that this is Masha Enkin. If he deviates more, then it actually will undermine the Shlichus, because then you could say that Kuni Shadar Tichalola Visi. In the case you gave away a third of my field, or you gave away, you know, one Chita, that's not how I want to do HaFrashash Truma. But if the Baal HaBayis, the Gemara is there explaining, but if that, in fact the Baal HaBayis deviates even more, so that unintentionally it'll be, still be chal. Okay. But the reason that this works is because the shliach can say l'hachi amin eticha. So there's a discrepancy. On the one hand, when it comes to the quantity, then there's a certain deviation, he has a certain leeway, and if the Baal HaBayis disapproves, he didn't specify, and if he disapproves after the fact, it doesn't matter, it's l'chal. But when it came to the quality, right, standard girsa of our Gemara was hachi namin estava. So we're dealing in the set the case of shliach as well. And then we have a discrepancy, because here, when he says, when he pointed to shliach and said, go bitoreim, you didn't specify a certain quality, he ended up taking from the yafos. So whether or not it's chal depends on whether or not you approve of it. Right? That's what the Tosefta ends up saying. If he says, halavai should have been greater, and he means it, then we say it's chal. And if he says, I don't like where you were towing from, you should have taken greater, and he doesn't have yafos, meaning he didn't want it to be the yafos, but you were towing from the yafos, then it isn't chal. Right? So that's a discrepancy. So the Tosos were aware of this, and they, right there, Al-Tar, they say that apparently we're mechalic, just in terms of sort of a psychological, sociological statement, between the shear and the quality. Between the quality and the quantity, in terms of the standal sabala bias, how much does a person really care? Right? This is what they have to say. Right? Oh, I'm sorry, I have it in the Makoro sheet. You have it?
Yeah.
Imlav ancient Russell Truvin, Toma de Perak Alman and Yizones. Armin the stomach the balabayas havi echa mechamishim mashliach piches yura hosiv yu chubasa truma dematzi amale bachia marticha. So we see that there's a certain standard deviation. I don't know what that's a phrase I know. I don't know what it usually.
Not the same thing.
It's not the same thing, but I'm saying there's a certain deviation that is acceptable. Hachinami, name hachi. So why not say the same thing here? Even if he was tori minayafos and the ratzon was for him to be tori minabedonis, okay, but lachia minaticha. So his answer is v'yesh lamar dehasam havikula shir truma v'yesh shatarim kach v'yesh shatarim kach l'chach matzi amar lekevin shelo pirashali b'hachi amaditicha v'al miyafos ein regilos litrom l'chach lo haya litrom b'shum inyon nehem b'lo rishusa. This is akrochenu, in a sense. We had to say the following, that it's derech Baal HaBayis, it's derech an owner of the field to be torn anywhere along that spectrum in terms of the shir may arbaim to shishim, and therefore that for that reason it's reasonable in a sense to say lachi amaditicha. But when it comes to yafos versus benonis aros, there Tosos says that apparently we assume that that's not the case. We assume most people don't want it mei yafos. This is the assumption of Tosos. However, so I believe that the alternative, if we had the girsa of the tisbara. So then what we're saying is as follows. And this is, I think, what the Gra is saying. There's no difference in shear versus the quality. The difference is whether or not you've appointed him a shliach. This is what the Gemara is saying. V'tizbara. And the reason v'tizbara, precisely this point. V'tizbara, can it be that we appointed him a shliach? If you appointed him a shliach, would the din be that we require his approval post facto? I have a precedent that says we don't say that. Namely, Pichei Sasara Hosei Pasara. Right? Now, if you just stopped there, hold on. Right? If you just stopped there, you would have said, okay, so maybe the difference is not so much shliach versus not shliach. The question is, did he give his approval beforehand or afterwards? Following in other words, if you just stopped there, you could have said, maybe if you just had, let's say, the gears are just at Batizbara, Dishavya shliach, then load him to Yavas means Mihavya Trumaso and Truma. If you just had that, you could have said, maybe the issue is that if you give his approval beforehand, you have no right to then say afterwards, I didn't approve, I didn't want you to be mavrish there. Whereas, if the approval was only given afterwards, then you do have that right. You can still object. It's not a shliach versus non-shliach, it's the approval beforehand or afterwards. However,
in both cases you were a shliach beforehand?
No. The Gaon is explaining that the Gemara's, this is the girsa of the other Gemara.
If you had that line,
the Tisbara,
as a problem of approval, the is that you were...
So we're saying it can't be that it was that he appointed him a shliach. Because then the halach would not be that he has the ability to disapprove and have it rendered ein trumas truma. Okay?
So how do you distinguish between giving approval beforehand and being mishaber shliach?
You say, anybody who wants to be mafresh can be mafresh.
Okay, but it's not shliach.
Kolorotza litrama, or even, this is on the assumption of the Ramban, that does not constitute shlichus, that it's different than kol shemeya.
Right.
Or if you want, there's a lashon which this kuliyama little piggy is not shlichus, Kola Hamavrish Eino Mafsid. It's a lashon that Zenafkamina. If you think Kola Rotze, maybe you could claim Kola Rotze is a lashon of shlichus, sufficient for as a minui. But certainly Kola Mavrish Eino Mafsid is not.
Right.
Right. I'm not upset if anybody goes ahead and does it. So that's not a lashon of shlichus. That's what the Yerushalmi say. So that's the case. So then you could have said, okay, that's the major point, is that you gave approval beforehand versus afterwards. However, take a look now at the Girsa in the Gra. This, as far as I know, you don't see in the Tosos himself. Tosos just says, don't be Goris Vitisbara. But the Gra explains that we're to read, according to the alternative Girsa, Vitisbara, get rid of the Dig Salak Daitak, the Lo Shav Yeshliach. That's gone. But the Gra retains V'hatem Gamatem Amrachman al Rabbah Shechem. So what's the Gra's point? If you're a shliach, and the Torah empowers, allows, and considers the possibility of appointing a shliach, that's what we're saying. V'hatem gamatem, you've empowered him, l'datchem, you've handed over a certain degree of authority, so then you have the ability to have it bichal, even if in the end it was against the approval, against the wishes of the Bible. Because, v'hatem gamatem, amar achmana, l'rabo shluchachem. Meaning, given that the Torah has the notion of a shliach, we accept the concept of appointing somebody in your stead, Shlucha Shaldekamoso, and he's now wielding authority to be Makrish Trumos. That's why he has the ability, in the case of Piches Ohosif, that's why he has the ability to be off a little bit, because he has a certain authority that you've handed over to him. Right? So if it were the case that here we're talking about a case of a Shliach, if we were to make this Okinta, the Mashvi a Shliach, that he made him a Shliach, so then even if it turns out in the end you wish he wouldn't have been Makrish, from the Yafos, you wish he would have been Mavrish. From the Beinonis, it wouldn't matter. He has that leeway. He's been given that authority. He's been empowered. Maten gam maten.
Why is it then limited to a tenth? Whatever.
Because at a certain level, he doesn't carry the authority to do it, you know, beyond a reasonable...
It's like a Mekach Tos at that point? Like...
Yeah, exactly. I think it would be comparable, very much comparable to a Mekach Tos. Certainly, you didn't appoint him to take away all of your, you know, to be torn from everything. That's more than can be stomached. But the point is that if you don't specify specifically, so then he has the ability, he has a certain leeway. Something, anything reasonable is okay because he's a shliach and because he wields that authority. So what emerges from the Gra, what emerges from the Gemara Mitzian in the Gra's Girsa, is that we have two tracks of Hafrashas Truma. Torah Mishnah is no good. Now, how do we get around that problem? So there's two tracks, two ways. You could either simply be Nosin Rishus, you give approval, you're not Makbid, or you can be Mashva Shliach. The difference, the nafkamina, is how much leeway does he have to deviate from what the normal presumption is of das baal bayis. If it's based on simply rishus, so then he has no leeway. It's only what you approve, and then we go with stamma to baal bayis. Right? He wields no authority. So what I approve, I approve. Beyond that, there's no approval. I won't be chal. It's still shalom idaiti. But if you appoint him as a shliach and you don't specify otherwise, so shlucha shalom kamoso. Ma'atem gamatem l'rabbah shuchem, we say, that gives you some authority, some discretion, right? Unless you make clear that it is the exclusion, your authority is only limited to echad michamishim, or it's only limited to the Beinonis, but not from the Yafos. So then he has the mandate to be mafresh reasonably, whether regarding the shir or regarding the quality, and that's what the Gemara is saying, ha'atem gamatem l'rabbah shuchem, if it were shliach, he has the authority to be mafresh, even in the end, it's approved, but it's within reason. So it's within the normal expected deviation. So that's something he has authority as a shliach to do. He can act on his authority, and therefore it can't be that we're talking about a case of shliach. It must be that it's with b'li shliach, and therefore that akidah is no good. That's what the Gemara is saying. So just coming back now to just the Gemara and Kiddushin. So now let's look again at the Gemara and Kiddushin. Right? We ask, how can the Gemara say that we have a model, we have a proof, that there's a notion of shlichus in the Torah, if you don't need shlichus for truma? Maybe it's true that the, you know, hamar shlucho, so maybe it means colloquially shlucho. You know, he doesn't actually have to be a shliach, he doesn't have to say shlucho shlichamo, so as long as the bayim is in makbid, it's sufficient. So how do you know that there's shlichus? So now we'll take a look again at the Gemara in Kiddushin, and see what was the Gemara's diuk from the Mishnah, that you have shlichus. I didn't misrepresent, but I didn't give the full story when we first did it. What did the Gemara say? All right, this is the Gemara in Kiddushin on Mem Aleph, on a base. So what do you see? New Adam.
Yeah.
Okay, so if you stopped right there, you would have said fine. So we're proving that you can have somebody else be mafresh. Oh, you see shlichus with the kamosa. That works so long as you need shlichus. If you don't need shlichus, that wouldn't work as a raya. How do you know there's a concept of shlichus min haTorah? How do you know that you can, right? Good. But look what the Gemara doesn't stop there, does it? No. So this line, that's the Tosfos' throwaway, meaning that, you know, is just, why is it Bichasara Hosevasara? It's just a matter of, you know, what's the normal, most people don't care. Lachiyam Ticha. But given, again, the Gra doesn't say all this in so many words, but this is, I think, clearly what he's saying. But given this alternative suggestion in terms of the discrepancy between the case of Shir, Hafrashash Bashir, and Lashitas Haomrim, that there's no Shlichas in the case of Yavos Veros, namely that the difference is whether or not he has the power of a Shliach, right? That in the case of the Mishnah, see, the power of Shliach, in the case of Tosefta, he didn't have a power of Shliach, so therefore he couldn't deviate. If the Bailim in the end disapproves, it'll undermine it, right? So that's what Gemara was quoting as a model for Shlichas. It's not saying, oh, you see that you can have somebody else be mafresh. That would not be a raya, because mechtesi it's midin shlichus. Maybe that's just a din of no sin rishus. All you needed was the body was in makbid. So if you're not makbid, you can have somebody else be who's not appointed by you, who's not your agent. It's not viewed as you doing it in any sense. That'll be chal. There's no problem. So how can that be a raya? The answer is that wasn't the raya of the Gemara. The raya of the Gemara was from the din, from the fact that im hosif apiches trumasa truma. Im hosif apiches. That's something which can only be done if somebody wields a certain authority over it. Otherwise, if it were just a question of Rishus, so you would say, fine, did he give his Rishus for Echad Be'arbayim? If we say, Stama de Balbayis Kebeinernis, and in fact that really was his intent, so can we say he was no same Rishus for one out of 60 or one out of 40? No. So how is it that it's Chal? Because he had a power, he handed authority to him to wield power as a Shliach, and therefore to have a certain discretion over what wasn't specified. That's the raya. I would take a shvud derabanan that this is what the Gra has in mind. Maybe the raya said too. But either way, I'm saying this, because I think this is certainly makes sense. So I think this is what the Gra is saying. If it's true that he's a shliach, so my tzrichin l'klach etz yavos ha-shluch ha-gmoso, meaning he's expecting that you'll know, that you realize that the Tosfos is, when he discusses the difference between Piches and Hosif, you should know that that's actually not that. I mean, he's saying there's another answer besides Tosfos. He doesn't say any of this. He just expects you to sort of figure it out. That there's another answer you can give besides Tosfos, namely whether or not you're a Shliach, and that's the point. He says, V'kozev l'teiriz zirava, v'alein nusar chozev l'mitzah shani v'chule v'chule, v'ayon Tosfos sham. So the Gra, if we have time, I'll show you, but the Gra points out that the other Gemaras, once Tosfos commits to this rereading of the Tosefta based on the Girsa we have in the Gemara in Babasiyam, based on their position, they need Shlichus B'Truma, that forces Tosos into saying some strange things in other Gemaras. In particular, the Gemara Kedushin and Beis and Beis, where the Gemara is discussing an important Gemara in other contexts, which you can't get into. But the Gemara in Beis and Beis in Kedushin was discussing the question, if I take somebody else's item and I'm a Kaddish Anisha with it, and the guy comes in and says, oh, I wish you would have taken even a better one. So does that work? Can you have this matana work shalom idaito and therefore say it's a matana sort of the mafreya or shalom idaito if he approves in the end, and therefore the kedushin v'chal or not? That was the question the Gemara dealt with, right? On nun bezin bezin kedushin. I think I did include it in the cards. Yes. Right? So the Gemara says, well, the kaddish v'pruma de shichra, right? He took somebody's...
beer.
What? Maybe beer, yeah. Probably beer, it looks like. Also, Mari Deshichra Ashka Achashichre. So the owner came by and he saw it and he said, well, looked at it and he says, Amado Seisev Mehaichar Yifo, why didn't you take the better stuff? Right? This is the not such good schnapps. Take the better schnapps. So he says, also, Kamed Rava, and apparently he really meant it. So we came to Rava and he said, what's the halacha in this case? Do I need to marry her again or not? Do I need to do another myself? I forgot to ask approval before I. So Rava says, Lo amukache tzayafos elin chunar bavad. They only say that you don't, that approval post facto is good in the case of Arfashas Truba. Right? Otherwise, you can't have a matana shlomi daito and then just try to say it's okay. But based on the eventual approval, it still was not yours in the first place. Right? Meaning, you can't assume, given that we know in the end he really didn't mind, that doesn't make it a yours lemafreya such that it will now be a good kiddush. Okay.
Some sort of contracted worker. He was just
He had some shaychus to it.
Brewer or something.
Yeah, he had some shaychus to it. Right. It's not. He had, so that's. I don't want to get. It's not gezel. Right. It isn't gezel. But that's the reason why it's not Gezel. The question is, though, it wasn't his, though, unless he had... So it's also to say, what do you mean, the Gemara, but see, I thought we're talking about in that case was a Shliach. He appointed him a Shliach for it. So how is that comparable at all? We need to only say this in case of Truman. We don't say it in Truman either. In Truman, it's got to be that he's a Shliach. He said it beforehand. We're not talking about retro. How can I bring a proof that eventual Haskama or Das, Bailim, that cannot be applied retroactively? How can I prove that? What was the analogy supposed to be to Hafreshes Truma? Hafreshes Truma had, in the end we said, the Shliach. So how is that relevant in this case of somebody who came and wasn't appointed a Shliach, and he simply took it, and then afterwards the Baal Shichra says, this is, you know, great, I love this idea that you took it and were Mekadosh a woman. It's romantic, right? So what was even the Havimbina? That case was a case of Shliach. There's no case where this works. So the Tosos are forced to say, right? Mukila de Shabua Shliach. Vim Tamar Mkem Maika Amar Shlobashus. So what exactly would the analogy have been? Yeshlomar, Dachikamar, Masha Tori Minayafesh Lobashus Haya. And Kane Sarch Lomar Gabi Prusma de Shabia Shliach. Tilavachi my mice. Those are really our dochik.
Ashliach to do what?
Not entirely clear. To take something. Something of the you can take something of mine and be Mekadosh and Yisha with it. It's a very dochik answer. I mean that's not really shlichus either. Right, exactly. So this is part of the issue. I think Shavu Shlich, I think, means Labdavka Shavu Shlich. Must mean that I gave you permission to take something, just I didn't specify what. Whatever, this is the Gaon's point, is that the Tosfos is forced to be Dochek, this Gemara, right? This is the Gra's, this part the Gra did say, relatively clearly, right? V'kach mashma, I think, but the Kedushin and Bezim Bez, the Hasham lo Asau Shliach, the Loki Tosfos, Shedachku Bezeh, the Kasfu V'chulei. Vazluli the Taimayu, the Garcinan, the Garci Hachinamim Sabra. I mean, the Tosos are forced to say this because of their Gersa, right? So this is the Gaon's point. This is really a Dachuk answer. The Ramban actually, I should be modeb at this point, that the Ramban is Soser himself. In Kiddushin, on Numbez Mumbez, whereas the Ramban in Gittin was the most explicit that you don't need Shlichus Betrumel, it's sufficient to have Nisinus Ashus. And he says, it seems to be that he had this other Gersa in the Gemara Mavetziah, because he even says, and as the Gemara Mavetziah proves, you don't need Shlichus. As the Gemara in Elam Tzias proves, but the Ramban, when he asks the same question, Tosfos asks in Nunbez and Nunbez, the Kiddushim here in Kiddushin, gives essentially a better, sort of a more sophisticated version of the Tosfos, but without retreating from the premise that, yeah, that case was a case of Shliach. He just says that Afal Pichein, there's still room to maybe have thought that there was a Raya. Even though in that case there was a Shliach, you actually appointed a Shliach, but still in some way there was enough of a Raya, I could have sort of thought that that's a precedent for saying what we're saying in the case of Kiddushin. Okay. Either way, this is the Gaon's point that you don't have to say any of that now. Gemara's not assuming that there was a Shliach. Okay.
Sorry.
Yeah.
Question. Mm-hmm. Do you maybe just read the Gemara in Bava Metzia according to how the Gaon...
Yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah. So the Gemara says, how is it that Abai is going to answer this case in the Tosefta, because after all, here it seems to be that we're operating based on what we, again, I mentioned last time, the Rashba is not so sure why we ever thought this would be a good Raya for Rava, even given, right? But the assumption was that if it's true, what we're doing here is that we're operating, we see based on what he says eventually, that he actually approved what I did, mm-hmm. and we can work based on that retroactively. You know, the retroactively it'll say, it'll be Uwez Bershus Abal. That's a raya then to the Yisod of Rava in the case of Yesh Shol Midas.
Okay.
Just take that as the given. So that was Gemara's question. But Abaye, who doesn't hold of Yesh Shol Midas, he thinks Yesh Shol Midas lo avi Yeyush, that until he actually is Miyayish, we can't work with that, and we can't work with it retroactively, apparently. So what are you going to say? So the Gemara's answer was, Tir Gemara Rava, Libid Abaye, Vitshav Yoshliach. So the Gemara, now in the Girsa of the Gra, reads as follows. V'tizbara, not v'achinami mistara. Rather, v'tizbara, v'ha'atem gamatem amarachmana, l'rabot shulchachem. Ma'atem l'dadchem, l'after shulchem l'dadchem. Ella, so then the gra would have you skip until...
Meaning that the question is that if it's within shlichus, then you won't even need the approval post facto.
That's exactly the Gra is adding that in, right? That the intent of the Gemara is to say, then why if he says, I wish you would have been Torahing from even better, sarcastically, disapproves,
right.
So what? So it's no different than saying, my putting in and out, right? No different than saying I disapprove of the echad me arbaim. I wish it was echad me chamishim, not echad me arbaim. Oh, I wish you would have given more. That wouldn't have made a difference. That we know, and not because of Tosos that oh it's just a different shear. No, we don't have to make that ukimta that we happen to think that in general people are much more machbid about the quality as opposed to the quantity. No, the same thing. The point is that if you're a shliach, you have the ability to deviate. So if that's the case, how can we make this ukimta? Rather, mitzvah shani. He skips all the way to mitzvah shani. The alternative.
So he just skips all the way.
Yeah, and in truth is. He points out that the Gemara itself seems to work with this Gemara, not just the Gemara in Kedushin and Beis Mabez, this Gemara itself. I mean, the Gemara in the end says, in Kedushin and Beis Mabez, why is Truma different? So that Rava says, why is Truma, why wouldn't you be able to bring a Raya from Fresh Truma, Lo Amri Linyan Truma? So there what it says is, that there it's because it's a mitzvah shani, or at least it doesn't say mitzvah shani, it says, Hachem Shum Kisufa Hu Davad.
Right.
So he's a little embarrassed that you know he doesn't want to stand in the way of the whole thing. He said, "Oh, I wish it would have taken better."
Right.
He doesn't really mean it.
Right.
But
is it crazy that he's taking out like four or five lines of the Gemara? He's taking out El Hacha.
Well, there's no question that you have to take out some because if you have a Tisbara, then the line the Yisak Adayik Loshav Yishlech Miave a Trumasa Truma does not follow.
Right.
So there's no question. There was this other girsa, and there's no question that this other girsa doesn't make sense to have this line.
Mm-hmm.
Meaning it's clear that this line came with the girsa of Hachinam and Stavra. So it's not crazy, because you have to.
Right.
But, you know, so it's not crazy, yeah. First of all, I don't question the God.
Right.
Second of all, I'm not sure what he based it on. If it was just his, in general, I'm not sure what the methodology of the grow was in these cases. But it's clear, even if you didn't have anything else, you have to rework the Gemara somewhat in order to make sense, because this line only works with the Hachinam and Stavra.
Right.
So the Gra is suggesting that you know, you get rid of that line of Hachinam and Stavra until Trumasa Truma. What the Gemara is saying is, V'tizbara, V'hatem Gamatem, there is a din of shlichus, and if there's a din of shlichus, what that means is you have the ability to deviate. So why do I need his post-facto? Why do I need him to come and improve when he didn't tell me otherwise and he gave me the mandate to go be Mavish Truma for him? So as long as it was within a reasonable expectation of what can be expected, he's a shliach. He has the ability to do that.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what the Gemara is saying, that it can't be that. I mean, none of that is crazy. It's clear that line works with the Hachinam Sabra, and it's clear there was this other girsa. But what did the Gemara say according to this other girsa? It couldn't have said all these lines. So it's not crazy.
Right.
Yeah. And it actually reads perfectly. And it's more consistent with... So the Gra himself, I don't know if he notes here, if he notes in the Haggah and the Shulchan Aruch. So the Gra makes the same point in his Haggah to Shulchan Aruch. That the rest of the language of the Gemara proceeds to cite a story, and it sounds like the story is exactly what we're saying is the equivalent of what they have in the Gemara Kedushin, that mitzvah shani, that we can't always assume that this is true, and, you know, in cases of kisupa, it wouldn't work. No, there's a similar case of where you try to do something and then you got post facto approval, doesn't work with my freya.
Mm-hmm.
That seems to be again what the Gemara here itself says. So that really does work better with this other alternative gears. Okay. Now I just wanted to make 2 points regarding the issue itself before we get back to the Rambam, just the issue of whether or not you need shlichus afashashrim. But the question seems to be, is the issue the Torah's chiddush is that you need to be a bailim in order for afrash to be chal, needs to be the bailim was mafish. Or no, it can't be against the will of the Bailim, it can't be over the objection of the Bailim. So first of all, this might be the suffix of the Yerushalmi. Yerushalmi has suffix, this is the Girsa Sagura. This is the Yerushalmi in Perek Aleph and in Shrimos, Halacha Aleph. Atem Prat L'Tor Mesh Inishalo. So it happens to be that Yerushalmi is actually quoting the Makor for the Din that the Gemara Kedushin has, right? Atem. He quoted several Makoros for it. Then the Gemara Yerushalmi asks, Mat Avid like Torim Mesh Inishalo or Ketorim Shal Chaver? So what do we understand here? What's the issue of a Torim Hashem Shalom? Is that he's Torim what isn't his, or the problem is not that he's Torim that isn't what isn't his. The problem is that he's Torim somebody else's. What does that mean? What's the suffix? So the Yerushalmi explains. Nishmainu min hada, Hivkir, Kiryo, so Hivkir is, the Yerushalmi's name for Hivkir, right? Sometimes it says that. Hivkir es Kiryo. Umercho, that's the Lashon, and that's the Girsa that we have, but the Girsa that the Gra has, Vitarmo. Meaning, he was Mafkir. Then, he was Mafrish Truma from Hefkir. Then, Chazar V'Zachabo. If you're Mafrish Truma from Hefkir, you were Mafrish from it while it was Hefkir. So what do we say? in tavidna ketarim eshe'en eshalo, ain't your muscle truma. So if we say the problem of a torim eshe'en eshalo is that it isn't shalo, meaning that he isn't a bailim, and in order for our fashas truma to be chal, it has to be that you have bailus over it, so then a hamafresh min a hefker, no good. You're not a bailim. You need it to be yours. But if the problem is only what? Is only ve'in tavidna ketarim eshechavero, but if we say that the issue is mafresh trumaso shechavero, the problem is it's against the bailim's will. You can't mafresh something against the bailim's will. So then trumaso truma. In this case of hefker, you have no bailim. There's no akpada. So there's no problem. So that could very well be the suffix of the Yerushalmi. That's exactly the point. When we say torah meshein shalom, do you need bailus or no? It's not that you need bailus. In the case where somebody else is, you need to have his that he approves. Can't be torah meshein shalom. That's point number one, just that it could be, in the end, dependent on the suffix of the Sham. It doesn't have to be, but it just makes sense. Second,
that's interesting on that point. The Mircha was the years that it was obviously in the paper. Mircha with Shabbilis. Because who can decide when the truth that the Tavua is finished, if not the Bible?
Well, I mean, you do by Maisa. You would collect it and organize it.
I can't be Mareach your stuff.
So there is a suffix in I think, in some Achronim, whether or not Miruach has to be done by the Bible or not. But I think. I'm not sure about that, but I think there is. And some want to bring a raya from the other Girsa. But either way, according to the Gra's Girsa, this is what we have. I mean, the Gaon had a Girsa of the Yerushalmi in Zeruyim that was published. This is just what it says in the Yerushalmi. It doesn't comment on it there. Anyway, second, so here I just point out that in terms of this question of what the nature of the problem of Inishalo is, it could depend on the Makar. In particular, it might depend on what the Or Zeruah suggests. Right? What did the Or Zeruah suggest? What's the basis for the reason? So he said it's based on a principle, Inadam Osir Davar Shein Shalom. And now when it comes to Inadam Osir Davar Shein Shalom, Misvara, it's compelling, and if you look at the Gemara in Avodah Zarah, it's pretty clear what the story is there. You don't need Bailus. The issue is, as the Or Zeruah himself formulated, said, you can't be Motzi Mamon Mechavero Shalom Daito Shalom Betzono. In the Gemara in Avodah Zarah, Nugimu Mebez, I just brought it to show you. The Gemara has a problem. The Pasuk requires us, Vashareim Tisrufum Be'esh, that if the Nachri is Oved Avodah Zarah, so that when you conquer Eretz Yisrael, we have to be Me'abedit. It was Chal, is a Nevar. Right? So you have a mitzvah La'abed. So the Gemara's problem is, what do you mean? The Yerusha Hilahem? Me'avoseihem? Is it? This is Inyan Adiyam. Is it theirs? May I have a say in? Right? We were calling this land several times, but initially, the Gemara seems to be assuming, this is Yerusha may have Ramavino. So, was it theirs to make it have a status of Neva, Be'enad Osir Davar Shein Shalom? The trees that they were worshipping as a deity. So, Ashrayim Tisruvun Be'esh, what do you mean? Be'enad Osir Davar Shein Shalom, and it's not theirs. It's ours. Right? V'imishum hunach demekar, b'vitul ba'amas agilu. So the Gemara says, and if you're talking about the Ashereihem before Avram Avinu, so Bebitula Ba'ama Sagiluhu, the din of Nevad for Nachri, if Nachri is Oved something which is, belongs to him, so the halacha is that Bebitula Ba'ama Sagi, you don't have to destroy it. In that case, you can, if it simply ceases the Avoda, then it could Choser, it's no longer a problem. But if in the case of something which belongs to a Jew, meaning something which was worshipped that was a Jew's property, so then we say that you have mitzvah abeta abedun, right? So the Gemara is saying, so if it were true that we're talking about that which was theirs, right, from before Avram Avinu, so then bibidl b'amasagi, so as long as they cease worshipping it, there's no longer a mitzvah abeta abedun. It has no din of nevar, right? This is halacha, again, we're not discussing. It's not our issue. So the Gemara says that if it were true that we're talking about something which was really theirs, then it wouldn't be the din that you need to be ma'abedu. You don't have to be sorry. If you could just make sure that they're no longer worshiping it. So the Gemara says, Ela midipalchu Yisrael le'egel, galua daitayu denichle lehu bevaras kochavim, v'chiyasu avdi kochavim shechusi didao avdi. So the Gemara says, but I'll tell you what the answer is. The answer is, this is talking about not the hunach de'me'ekar, because that would be a different din. It's talking about the hunach after Avraham Avinu. I wasn't theirs. But B'nai Yisrael, when they worshipped the Egal Zav, so they indicated now that this is not something which is objectionable to them, Avodah Zarah. It's a chamor statement of the Gemara, but apparently we don't have a problem with Avodah Zarah. If we did, we wouldn't have worshipped the Egal. And if that's the case, then it was considered to be Shlichusa Didoati. Shlichus of Klal Yisrael. Now, what does this mean, shlichus? Is it shlichus mamish? So Sotozerid addressed this, because apparently some people thought, what do you mean, this shlichus? There's no shlichus here. The Verisi Machim, Vahadar Mina, this is Sotozerid and Vodazar. Paragezu Neshach, ain't shlichus a goy, there's no shlichus for a goy. How can that work? Varmina Nami, ain't shlichus the Varvera. How could this be? All right, so maybe you could think of other questions, but the Tosafot says you can read the Gemara too literally, right? Vein zukusha v'shal klum. Don't mean ain sheach devar ve'er. Let's shall yischay v'sholcho. Vein shikus agoy nami sheichash v'uk agoy or agoy kimoso. Avar shikus lachayina ela hochach abama de bertzono hu avda v'umar sheyu lo mystery mishum da havidar shen shalal. Right, the problem with shen shalal is only a problem of you can't be osir something against the objections of the Bible. You don't need to be the Bible in order to be osering it. If that were the case, it wouldn't work here because there is no shlichus. Then you would need shlichus and shlichus agoy. Here, when it says shlichus, it means that you're doing the will, and that's sufficient as long as by them aren't objecting. It's sufficient. So if that's the basis for, and I think that's pretty clear. And on a Gyan, there's a discussion about this question: what if you're Ovid something shall have care? I think he concludes that would actually be that wouldn't be a problem because it doesn't need to be yours. Some din of animals of shalom that has to be dafka yours. The point is, it can't be motzi somebody else's thing from Yeshuso against his will. But in the case of a hefker, it's obviously not a problem. So if that's the basis for the problem of Afrashas Truma, so then in Achinami, this really clearly makes sense. If it's one of the other Makoros, right, Atem, Tichu Meitam, Tuas Aracha, so I think it's an open question. Okay, either way, coming back now to the Rambam. I've left myself only 10 minutes. No. So coming now to the Rambam, so we can answer, I think, as follows. We know the Rambam paskins that you don't need Shlichus B'Truma, right? That's the Rambam cited this Tosefta L'Halacha, without the yokimto of shliach, right? This is in the very same parak in the Rambam, right? This is in parak dalat halacha gimel, right? Tarm shel b'shusa shel dos chaveru just says the halacha. It doesn't say anything about shliach. So it seems clear the Rambam did not require shlichus, as the Gra says, and just like the Ramban says explicitly. So maybe we can answer as follows: why is it that bidul alone was not sufficient? For the simple reason, which is the Rambam held that while it's true you can mivatal shlichus, we pass nag v'elcha, you can mivatal shlichus, but what you can't do, says the Rambam, is mivatal the approval that you gave. You could have thought otherwise, but I think what emerges in the Rambam is he thought that normally speaking, naturally speaking, anybody should be able to be mafresh. Right? There's no reason you need to be dafka the bailim in order to be mafresh. It's just a matter of separating. But the halacha says no, that we're not going to allow. Maybe because ein osur devar shen shalo, maybe just for its own independent reason, the Torah says no. Aten, or let's say tvuas arecha. It's got to be bershuska. You have to have the approval. It can't be over the objection. It gives the bailim a say. If he says, however, that it's good, it's fine with me, so then you're chozer to the natural state prior to the chiddush haTorah that you can't be torim eshein shalcha. Once the bailim gives approval, so now we're chozer to the natural state. Okay, so now there's no problem with his hafrasha. That's not something that you can take back. Could have maybe made the argument that you could, but the Rambam thought that not. I can object, right? I have the right of vetoing, of being makbid. Once you give your approval to his hafrasha, so that's not something which is any more subject to your objection. As far as that's concerned, that would be sort of similar to, let's say, the case of bittel habittel, like your man and shliach and revatel, right. And then the Rosh's question, right? Can you vatel the bittel? The answer was no. Even if you can say also you revatel libur, but once something has already taken effect, it's just not shayach. You want now be you want him to be a shliach still, so you need to point to shliach. But you can't just be mivatal what you said before. So here too, once you've already removed the obstacle to his being mafresh, that you can't be chozer on. So that's why bitl doesn't work. It's not that it doesn't work. It works to be mivatal the shlichus. It doesn't work to undermine to prevent him from being tori mishen shalom din rishus. Once you were megala das, you said explicitly even. Go ahead, I have no problem with it. Be mafresh, so then you have rishus, you've given rishus. That's not something you can take back, even though das or biocha. So that's why bittul alone is insufficient, because you can't be mevatel, you can be mevatel shlichus, of course, but you don't need shlichus for avashah shema, and as far as the rishus is concerned, that's something that once given, so then it's not something in your control anymore. So now, back to question A, why wasn't the shinui alone sufficient? What we'll say here is very simple. This is a third example of a shinui, which if you're a shliach and you wield halachic power, so that's equivalent to piches asara hosif asara. So that's if you're a shliach. You could say, behachi amaraticha, right? That if you are mafish b'nadarom, so I just thought you were saying as
the shinui alone is not sufficient.
Yeah. The Shino runs up issue because I could just say I was a Maraticha Behafrashim, you know, I thought that you were just being Maramakam. But now the combination makes perfect sense. What's the combination? When you're Mvatel, so the fee, she does Rabbi Yochanan, you can Mvatel Shlichus, Asadim Mvatel Dibor, it's no longer Shliach. He no longer has the power as a Shliach to have discretion. Now he's only working on the model, on the track of Rishus. As far as that's concerned, as we said, and this was the Gra's point, once you don't have Shlichus and you're only working on Al-Tekin, on the model of Rishus, so then Hechad the Gali Gali, Hechad the Lo Gali Lo Gali. The ability to be mafresh bedarim was because, unless I'm absolutely clear, if I hand the mandate over, we assume that comes with certain discretion. But you've been able to be mevatel that mandate, that authority. So now you're just working on the nesinas reshus. So then, where do you have nesinas reshus? You have nesinas reshus in the tzafon. You don't have nesinas reshus to be mafresh bedarim.
That's good.
So it works perfectly.
So one thing that can lead to it, you need some sort of hagdara when the mashal would say. A man who wants to be in regards to see Shto, so yeah. Writes a get, you know, tomorrow I'm going to get someone to send it. I'm a nice guy, I'm going that way. Anyway, I take it and I drop it off, by the way. You never told me.
Yeah, this is something, but that's a question anyway. I mean, that's what the Gemara, you have to draw a line. In general, the idea would be that whatever standard to be makbid upon, that will be something you can say, l'tkuni shidar dekla v'c, and what standard not to be makbid upon, so even though you didn't say, and you didn't tell him that he can do that, but it's if he didn't tell him explicitly that he can't do that, so if it's not derech abaylan l'hakbid, so that's considered to be within his authority to be able to do. Yeah, so that's in the case of pichas l'das ramam, that's pichas asara hosif asara, that's yafos v'ros, and also it's darum and tzafon. Even if you say be mafresh min tzafon, so if you don't explicitly tell me that it's specifically the tzafon, so you've handed me a mandate to be mafresh. You said min tzafon, but you didn't tell me explicitly that it's got to be the tzafon. So we don't assume that it's specifically the tzafon. If I'm mafresh min darum, that's good. That's if you wield the authority of a shliach. If you're only working based on what I've told you, I don't object to. So you told me you didn't object to the tzafon. You didn't say anything about the darum. So in the end, again, if you're mevatel, it works to be mevatel shliach. Right. But it doesn't work to. But you already gave rishus for him to be mafresh min tzafon. So that's the reason. Yeah.
If the owner makes his agent not into shliach, just into someone who is giving his approval or rishus.
Yeah.
Or,
call mafresh min tzafon in a mafsid.
Yeah. So shinoi alone would work without bitul.
Yeah. That's what
it would
I
mean. Work without bitul.
Yeah. I think that's true. That's I think the Rambam will tell you. That's what the Gemara is saying in this case of Torah Shalom Midas. Meaning, we say, because mitzvah shani, that you can actually project it backwards.
Right.
Right? Mm-hmm. But it's clear that when I'm approving, then it can work. If I'm not approving, it won't work. This is even something which was reasonable. Mm-hmm. In other words, this is what would have been the din of pichas asara hosif asara. That was exactly the raya of shlichus, that you have concept of shlichus, because otherwise, if we're just working through rishus, we should have said pichas asara hosif asara. Where did he tell him that? I mean, where does he get the authority to deviate a little bit from what with the stam? I mean, the stam dalas balabai is echad mechamishin. So if he went ahead and he was mafresh echad meabarim, so maybe you could have argued, okay, maybe if he then comes and tells you, yeah, I'm actually happy with that, that'll work fine. Maybe that's a chiddush too. But even if that's true, but if he actually has, he never wanted you to be mafresh. He never gave you rishus. He had the das of a stam balabaius. So it's true. Normally speaking, you would say maybe there's a certain range within which it's acceptable to assume. But he never gave you the right. If it was just a sinas reshus, he never gave you the authority to make that decision.
Right.
You had no authority to deviate.
Exactly. That's
you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I got it.
That's already just so. That's exactly the Gemara's point right. In terms of deriving it from shlichus. Right. The fact that you can be piches a hosif even when it's shaloki das balabayis, that only makes sense if we're saying he's got a mandate from the balabayis, that he's been empowered by the balabayis. Shulchan Shulchan Kamoso. He can deviate. He can be Mishanin. Right?
Mm-hmm.
That's the Raya from the Gemara in Kiddushin. And what the Gemara in Bava Metzia is saying, and therefore, in this case of, let's say, where you're dealing not with the shear, but you're dealing with the quality, so im nimtzu yafos, the gross point is, that this is what his Gersa was saying, can it be that we're talking about a case of Shliach, if he were a Shliach, right, who said, go be Mafresh, Ziltro, And he didn't tell him where from where, and he was torahing from the Yafos, Mechitesi, that if I objected to it afterwards, that it wouldn't be Chal? What do you mean? Shulchan Shulchan Kamoso.
Right.
Point being, that would make sense if you were talking about it, no Mino Shliach.
Right.
There you're just saying, either we're working backwards based on what you eventually, or if you had said, Kol HaTorah Mino Mafsid.
Right.
So if I just said I don't object to somebody being Mafresh for me, So then we have to assume he has no authority to say, oh, b'hachi amedite, I assume that you were actually, who asked you to assume anything?
So
who gave you the power to assume anything?
So when he says, b'tzafon, that's like dafka. Mean,
when?
If
it just says, kolamafrish b'tzafon, ain't a mafsid.
Yeah.
So then all we can work with, all we know is that if you're mafrish from the tzafon, so then he's giving you rishus.
Right.
But did he ever say, you can be mafrish adarm? No.
Mm-hmm.
The fact that we generally say, in the case of shliach, that you can be mafrish min adarom, that's only because it's the same din as b'hachi amedaticha, that a shliach, as pichas zar hosif asara, that's like a shulcha shalim gamoso.
Right.
Shulcha shalim gamoso, so b'hachi amedaticha, okay. So this was the assumption of a certain mandate, and you didn't say explicitly otherwise, so I acted on my authority. This is what I thought you wanted, and I'm sorry it was wrong, but that was my authority as a shliach to make an audible like that, to assume maybe this is what you want. I had the authority. That's if you're working as a shliach. But if you're not working as a shliach, so now we can put it all together, right? The three cases, you don't need shliach, but if you're not working as a shliach, as I say, hechad gali, you know, that you had rishus, you had it. There's no authority, otherwise, there's no implied authority to deviate at all.
Right.
Mm-hmm. We don't just say, oh, you know, a person doesn't mean it. When point is, if you don't specify otherwise, then it's within the authority of a shliach to do it. It's not big enough shinoi to make it something which you could say, oh, the mandate never included that. You wouldn't say that in this case, in any of these cases. You wouldn't say, you know, in the case of Tarim Kedas Balabayis, oh, his mandate didn't include the ability to go within Echad Bar Echad B'Shishin. It's got to be the 1 in 50 and not 1 in 60, 1 in 40. Since he didn't say that, he has the authority to make that decision. But if you only said, Kol HaTorah Minam Afsid, then we'd have to go with the Stam of the Balabayis, and if that's, in the end, the Balabayis' Ratzon,
mm-hmm.
we'd have to go with that. Right? So in the case of Hafrasha B'Darah Mitzafon, when I say, Kol HaMafrasha B'Tzafon Einam Afsid, so you have no authority, he hasn't told you that he doesn't object otherwise. But when he appointed Mashiach, but that's not just because a person doesn't mean tzafon when he says tzafon. That was never the assumption. The assumption is it's reasonable enough that's within the authority of a shliach to make that decision, to go for it from the daro. If you've been empowered him to be mafresh as your shliach, shulkoshon de kamoso, it gives him a certain authority, then he has the right to say, I didn't realize he meant tzafon and not daro.
Right.
So that's why. It's not the kind of kepeda where that's unreasonable. I mean, it's not the kind of thing for which that would be a completely unreasonable thing to assume, right? And therefore, we say, okay, b'hachi amenitich, you can't say l'tikun shadar tikvah l'zavis. That's true. But that's, even though it's not that kind of kepeda, but it's still enough of a deviation that if he weren't empowered as a shliach to do it, as an authority over this hafrasha, he couldn't, we wouldn't say that's within the rishus that he's giving
right.
to. That's what the Rambam's saying.
That's great.
It's just a suggestion. But,
it's a great shot.
Oh, so one thing I have to be intellectually honest, though. And this is not a problem. I don't believe there's any answer to this question.
Mm-hmm.
And that is that the Rambam, if you look in the Perush Mishnayos, if you're bothered by it.
That's the last one.
I am, yeah. Because if you look, when he actually is consistent, it's perfectly consistent with the Psak that he has in Mishnah Torah. The problem is not the Psak, it's the explanation. He says, "But who?" This is the Rambam Perush Mishnayos, "But who shashina ha-shliach, sivuyo, kigon jatar mi mizrach kri, v'hu tzivei lavish mi maravo." Why? So I would have said because he still has rishus.
Right.
But that's not what the Rambam, if you look, means not. Right? So, lefisha klal, it's slain you in the mevatel shechusa bedavar. What does that mean? You know, that's the lashon of what? In Yerushalmi. What's that language? Da in a mevatel shechusa bedavar? Or bedvarim? That's Yerushalmi's position. That's the description of the Yerushalmi. That's the Yerushalmi's description for the position of Reish Lakish.
Oh.
Right? I mean, Reish Lakish, our Gemara, Reish Lakish is Loas Yidivra the Libor. In Yerushalmi, Reish Lakish is always, you know, Veles Adap Pliga, Reish Lakish Damar, End of the Mavatel Shechusa B'Dvar, it's the first Makar I have it, right? Second Makar I have it, right? Veles Adap Pliga, the Reish Lakish, the Reish Lakish Amar, End of the Mavatel Shechusa B'Dvar, Tipadar Gigonchar Malay, Lech Kav, it's a Vom Malach Kav B'Dvarim. So Rambam, just to make things difficult, and I looked it up in the translations, but the Rambam says, you know, the reason that I paskin this way in this Perush Mishnayos that you require the shinui is because we have a klal, ena demavatel shechus of dvar, which is the klal that Yerushalmi attributes to Reish Lakish. I looked up, maybe I thought maybe shlichus o lavdafka, maybe he says, you know, ena demavatel sivuyo, and it's still not so great that what klal are we talking about? We're just saying that a person can't, you know, undo rishus that he's given. Just say that. Why is he saying that? So. But even if it would have been fine if he had said that at least, that it was, you know, Ena demavatel tzivuyo, or Ritzono b'dvar. The problem is that the Rambam, if you look in the Arabic, so there's a certain versions where they'll bolden the Hebrew part, which is actually in the Rambam himself. And this was something of the Rambam himself. It's not a translation from the Arabic, from the Judeo-Arabic. That was the Rambam's Lashon. So he quotes a Lashon in the Perush Rashi. He quotes the Lashon of Reish Lakish. And in the Mavad Lashon of Devarim, says this is a klal for us. So meaning he doesn't quote it in the Mishnah Torah, and I think this is a pretty good explanation for the psak itself that you need the shinui. Whether or not this is a good explanation for the language of the Rambam in his psak, I don't think so. Because he quotes the language of the Reish Lakish, who says Einu Vatal Shichus of the Varmin Yishami. So he says that's a klal etzleinu. That really does open him up to the question of the Ravid. What do you mean? We don't pass him like the Reish Lakish. So I don't know what the answer is I don't know what he could possibly say. Maybe he could try to fetch something out, but it's really difficult.
Right.
I mean, the Rambam's now not just saying that we happen to be even lahalacha l'Rabbi Yochanan, we incorporate this shinui. We need this shinui in order for this to be effective at undermining the shiklus. The problem is, he says, the reason you need it is because we have a principle. End of the vadal shiklus of dvar, adopting the exact language of Reish Lakish and Nisham.
Right, it's a little
crazy. But Avo Pichin, I'm very comfortable with this. And the Rambam notably does not use that language in Hilchos Trumos, in the Mishnah Torah. He has a psak that you need the shinui, but it's in no way equated to, in general, point regarding otherwise, after all, Ein Levatal Shichus Devarim. He doesn't say that, so I'm very confident this is a sufficient good answer. I don't know if it, I don't want to say this is the answer, but I think it's a very good answer. It works nicely in the Rambam, the Shitaso, right? When the Rambam says Im Lo Shina Ashliach Truma Sa Truma, because after all, he was no sin Rishus, and that's not something you can just revoke. But Im Shina, so Hoyol Bital Shlichusa Mikodem Eino Truma. But if you were Mishana, so if you had the power of a Shliach, yes, that could work. Because Vachia Maraticha. But if you don't have the power of a Shliach, so then where I had Rishus, I gave you Rishus. But where you didn't have Rishus, and you're operating, solo, so that's Tarim Shana Shalom. That's, as far as that's concerned, it's only because you were Shliach that you had the ability to be Mafrish within deviation. Now that you're not a Shliach, because Adam Vatal Shlichus B'Dvar. That's why I say it doesn't work so well in the. The Rambam is saying, so therefore the shlichus part of this is no longer valid, and therefore it can't be deviating. But once you're not a shlichus, it's a set. Okay?
Yeah, I understand. It's like a two level sort of.
Yeah, two tracks. Well, that already, that's not my chiddush, that's in the Gra. And that you have to say, meaning that's implied by the Gra. And that you have to say in order to explain the Gemara and Kiddushin at the very least. Meaning the Gemara Kiddushin derives that you can have a shliach, and also, it's not just that you have to say it. It actually works perfectly then to explain what we find, which is that the Mishnah says when you're appointed a shliach, so then as the Gemara Kiddushin explains, he has a certain deviation, he has a certain leeway. And that yet we find in the Tosefta, which doesn't make the Yokinto of shliach, right? We find the Tosefta that apparently if he objects, it's no good. So it just works perfectly to say, what the difference was? The difference was, if you're a shliach, you have the ability to deviate somewhat, because shulchan shalot kamosa. If you're not a shliach, you don't have the ability to deviate. That's the nafkamina. That's what first of all, that explains that discrepancy. And that also explains something you have to say in order to explain the Gemara in Kiddushin. How is it that you could have ever been nidaik that they're shlichus from this, the fact that Torah Meshach Shenel Shalom? Because it's not from the fact that you can give permission to somebody else. And that it'll be chal. It's from the fact that he can deviate. That's exactly the point. Deviation is something which makes sense, a certain authority to make a decision that makes sense if you're talking about shluchos shaldim kamosa. But if you're just talking about something which is, I don't object. There was never ruts on a bailin. The answer was, there was ruts on a bailin. That was the mandate that he gave him as a shliach. He didn't specify otherwise. So when he gave him that mandate, so he has the ability to deviate. This being the answer to the Rambam here, that's already clear from the Gemara, according to the Gruz Girsa, and according to, as I say, it's not just the Gruz, it's also the Gemara in Kiddushin Aliva de Haram, the Ramban. I mean, the Ramban, if you're saying in the Gemara in Gittin, you don't need Shlichus, so again, you just have to answer that question in the Gemara in Kiddushin. But I'm just saying it all works together, it all sort of dovetails nicely, it all revolves around nicely the fact that what ultimately emerges from the Gruz and the Ramban and these Gemaras is that deviation is the ability to deviate and still be chal is a function of shlichus. That's what the Gemara's point is in the Gemara of Metzia, right? When the Gemara says that, you know, the Tisbara, it can't be that we're talking about a Shliach. If it were a Shliach, he would be able to deviate. And it wouldn't matter if he objected in the end. That's what the Gemara's diuk in the Mishnah, again, this is, again, there were Rishonim that clearly held you didn't need Shlicha. So the point is, so what was the diuk? The diuk was the fact that Hosefu Piches, exactly the, right? This is, right? It's the alternative answer that the, right? You don't have to say, oh, the difference is, you know, sheer is something which people are less really, really care less about than quality. No, who says that that's true? The assumption is that they're both basically the equivalent. Yafos and Ayin Yafos is equivalent. The point is, if you have the Shlichus, then it makes sense to say, you have authority as a Bailim, you've been empowered by the Bailim, you can make a decision that'll be Chal, even if in the end it was never something which he approved of. So from that, you can be Medayik that there is such a thing as Shlichus. I'm just saying, that's all, I think, clearly already implied, hinted to in the Grah. Picking that up, it also explains, I think, the Rama. Why do you need a Shinoi? So the whole point is, the Shinoi in the first place was not a factor, only because, precisely the same idea that he was a Shliach, he was empowered as a Shliach to make a decision within reason. So it's within reason that Safon doesn't mean Safon, means, you know, be mafresh from Safon, it's Ma'ar Makom, okay, so I thought otherwise, that's all reasonable, therefore as a Shliach, he has authority to do that. But as a non-shliach, just working with the, you know, it's a, maybe you could say the two tracks is sort of a chiddush, but that part is not, I believe that already the Gra is sworn to. And the Ramban is sworn to. Because how do you have a raya to the notion of shlichus if you don't need shlichus? Mm-hmm. So the answer is because you don't need it, but there is it. It has, therefore you have to, right. So you have the two tracks. So I'm just saying it all works beautifully then, so that's what the, you have a manifestation of this as well, that's what the Ramban is saying.
Go ahead.
All right, Mr. Shem, so we'll pick up.